You're listening to That's Basically the 80s. Here are your hosts, Chris and Corey.
Hey, Corey.
Yo.
I want to start this one off right.
Okay.
Happy fucking birthday, Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves, you fucking Matrix motherfucker.
You fucking John Wick slinging dick motherfucker.
You smoking ass angel.
You.
Was he an angel in that movie?
Which movie?
When he's fucking smoking all the time.
No, he was Constantine.
Yeah, he was an angel.
No, he was like fucking bringing angels down.
Are you sure Constantine wasn't an angel?
No, he just could see into, like, he saw paranormal shit. He saw the devil and he saw angels, and he's like, that motherfucker's a fairy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't an angel or anything. He just
I thought he was just like a fallen angel, like, that's a live fast, mama's falling in, you know,
win big. No, that's, he wasn't. No, he was just a dude that just could see through the veil, you know, like it was lifted. Like, imagine you, but you saw dead people.
And I smoke a lot.
Yeah, and you weren't that fucking weird kid from The Sixth Sense.
No.
And then you were like, I'm going to get your fucking dick and send you back to hell, prick.
Right. Yeah. I like Constantine. That's a good movie.
So did I. And it got a bad rap, but I really fucking...
People didn't like it?
Yeah, because they thought that it
wasn't... There's too much devils.
No, it should be more like this fucking comic book. It's like, no, motherfucker, Keanu Reeves does what he wants.
Right.
And it had Gavin Rosdell in it.
True.
Did I say that right?
I think so.
And
dude from that band.
Yeah, from Bush.
Yeah.
What band?
Bush.
Bush. Bush. How many times do you think we can say Bush before we get in trouble?
Well, I mean, it's our podcast, so I want as many times as I want.
But no, I'm really glad that we fucking chose this movie.
Me too.
Because one, Keanu Reeves is one of my favorite actors. He's done a lot of cool shit, and he's just a generally good guy.
He is a good
guy. From everything that I could tell and everything he does, he's just like, fuck it, man. I'm just going to be a good person. You know why? Because why not?
Because he just needs to, like, he's kind of like the, like, every time you hear of, like, oh, another actor was caught doing something bad, it's never him. He's always, like, just doing good stuff.
You know, I even heard a rumor once.
Baby on fire? Here's some water.
Yeah, that's true. Like, where am I going to shop? Goodwill.
Goodwill.
When he shot... I think it was Matrix 3,
mm-hmm.
And this might just be bullshit or something that I'm making up in my brain, but...
It wouldn't be a wild step out of line from our podcast, so...
Right, but not as wild as the Wild Stallions, right? So, they wanted to offer him a bonus, like mm-hmm. The movie executives or whatever.
Yeah, like, do you want a fuckload of money, Keanu Reeves?
And what I heard through the grapevine of whatever is he was like, you know, I've made enough money to live my lifestyle multiple times.
I've heard that too.
And he's like, why don't you pass some of this money on to the little people? You know, like,
you probably didn't call them the little people though, right?
I don't think so, but that's how I could imagine it.
They're, you know, like, do you, like, want a fuckload of money? And he's like, I know kung fu. And they're like, is that a
jiu-jitsu?
Is that a yes or a no, sir? I don't know if you're...
He's like, yeah, throw the money at me. And then he fucking jumps and does a roundhouse kick. And then that
he's
money
like, you
flies.
Just chopped that dollar into four fucking quarters.
Yeah, now everybody gets a bonus.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so then I heard that he just, like, fucking was like, give that money to some other people, you know, yeah. Like that guy that made the scenery, that guy that polishes my shoes, that lady that brings me water bottles, you know, they need money too.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I just.
My fluffer.
Yeah, that guy with getting some extra lotion.
Yeah.
You know, they call him the fucking Jergens
guy.
Do
you have to have sandpaper hands every day?
Nope.
That's the only thing he ever gets mad about. He's nice about everything, but he's like, fucking sandpaper hands?
You go to a manicure,
yeah.
Pedicure, whatever.
It's called lotion.
Bitch. He didn't really say that. No. Anyways.
He's like, I'm sorry, sir.
So obviously, everybody knows that we watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yep.
And the other reason why we chose this was because Bill and Ted Face the Music just came out this weekend too, which I did see and Corey did not. So.
Yeah, but I haven't seen it. It's probably super good, though, and I love it.
And I promise that I'm going to try my very hardest to not give out any spoils in this podcast.
True.
And that's your Chris guarantee that he will try.
Actually, just spoiler warnings, if you haven't seen it, then, you know, whatever. I haven't seen it either, so if we get spoiled together, then, you know,
fuck all right. It. So, actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell Corey. Corey, if you think that I'm about to spoil something, he's got to shut me down.
Mm-hmm.
So, everybody, I want you to trust in Corey, like I trust in Corey when we go out on a night of drinking, and I'm like, Corey, let's go to the strip bar, and you're like,
I'm like, uh-uh.
Nope. And I'm like, let's go, and you're like,
no.
Chris.
I just start crying listen in the parking lot, and then you feel bad for me, and we don't go.
Oh, fuck. Well, I mean, have you ever cried in a strip bar?
I have not.
True.
Out of the two people in this room, I haven't.
At least 50% of the people in this room have not cried in a strip bar. And oh, that's Jesus. Saying something.
How fun.
You know? So, anyways, motherfucker, let's move on to this movie.
Okay.
So, yeah, we all know why we chose this movie is because it's Keanu Reeves' birthday.
Yep.
Bill and Ted Face Music come out. And Keanu Reeves is a badass. And Alex Winter is also a badass because he was in Lost Boys.
Yep.
And
he died first.
And he did die first. Oh, fuck. Imagine Keanu Reeves. If Keanu Reeves was in Lost Boys, I think the Lost Boys would have won.
They, like, stab him, and he's like, whoa.
Whoa, man. And then it would just would have been, like, Matrix style. It was, like, been Matrix,
mm-hmm.
like, 15 years before, and the stake would just, like, pop out. And yeah. he would just stand up and look at the stake like,
why'd you do that, man?
Huh. I thought we were friends. Agent fucking
you're
Smith.
You're totally not excellent, Agent Smith.
What if fucking Corey Haim and Corey Feldman were running around in suits with dark glasses and they just talked all robotic like,
Mr. Vampire.
You pulled a mind scramble on us.
He's pulled a mind scramble. Rally the elves. Wait, that was...
that was Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Also a legit movie.
Yeah.
So
that was the same actor they were impersonating.
So yeah, I don't think you can beat Keanu Reeves.
Huh.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty sure he's probably my favorite actor, and I didn't realize that until now. But
I think the reason I got confused that Constantine wasn't an angel is because Keanu Reeves actually is an angel. And that's what fucked me up.
Yes. So he's an angel playing a man fighting a bad angel.
Yeah. I got confused, like I got inceptioned.
Yeah, it's kinda like the Archangel Michael.
Yeah.
He's like the fallen angel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, but he fell for the good reasons.
Right.
And I think that's what you're talking. I think Keanu Reeves might be that person. So.
I think so.
Anyways, I hope that you're there to take us through whatever we need to get through in 2020.
Fuck yeah. You fucking angel. Okay. So, what do we think?
Movie starts out in the garage.
Yep. They're like, we fucking... My name is
Bill Preston.
Bill S. Preston Esquire.
And I'm
Ted Theodore Logan.
Is it Ted Theodore or Theodore Ted? No, it's Ted Theodore,
yeah.
Logan.
And we are Wild Stallions.
Right, and they've got the old
shit.
Yeah, they've got the old school camera, mm-hmm. and they can't play, and then they fucking burn the garage down,
yeah.
right? And so it's typical.
Right.
And they're like,
whoa, I think we used too much power. Well, I mean, the movie starts out, does the movie start out there, or does it start out with in the future? And then the like, three... Party on dudes are just like, hey, fucking George Carlin, guess what?
The fucking floaters. With
yeah.
their I think it starts out there. And I mean, we only watched it yesterday and we already can't remember. So,
our dickhead fucking, you know, protagonist for this whole movie are about to fail out of college. Go save him. He's like, excellent.
Excellent. And then he's like, party on.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think
that's where it starts.
I think
yeah.
you're right. It actually starts with George Carlin being like, I'm George Carlin, bitches.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to go fucking talk to these guys. And that not Wesley Snipes looking guy is like...
Yep, he's like...
Go for it.
Party on. He's like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, and then he fucking zaps out of there. And then it goes to Bill and Ted in the garage.
Yeah.
And that's where they fucking burn down the amps and stuff. And then they're like, man, I think we just really need to get Eddie Van Halen over
right.
here.
And they're like, we have to have a badass video in order to get Eddie Van Halen. They're like, but we have to be able to play to get Eddie Van Halen, you know?
And then he's like...
It's like a catch-22.
Yeah,
man.
But if we get Eddie Van Halen, then we'll be able to make a badass video.
Right.
And then, so they go all around. And so let's fucking talk a little bit about Eddie Van Halen. Or just Van Halen in general. What do you all think right. of that? I mean, because we were at 89, so by this time, it was Sammy Hagar, right?
Right. Van Hagar?
Yeah, and they were like 50, 5150 or OU812 and all that bullshit, mm-hmm. right? What, I mean, what's better?
Look, man, I'm going to die on this hill. I like Van Hagar more than Van Halen.
Shut the fuck up. Let me back up. I love Van Halen with David Lee Roth.
Right.
I love Running with the Devil, and I love Hot for Teacher. You know, basically their first two, three albums, fucking love it.
They but are
there,
good.
But there are a couple of songs that I really like Sam Hagar, too.
Mm-hmm. So, just if we, like, line up the songs, like, if you just go song for song, Why Can't This Be Love trumps all other Van Halen songs, and that's a Van Hagar song.
But to be honest, that's a fucking Journey song, dude.
No, it's not.
Yeah, every time I hear it, I'm like, yeah, oh, like, is this fucking Journey?
Yeah, but it is Van Halen.
Yeah, so it's... So does that even count? Because I think that Joe Perry came in and substituted for...
What other Van Hagar songs does he sing? I only know Why Can't This Be Love.
I think that's the only one.
And that's
one.
The reason that I love him so much is because I just love that song way more than all their other songs.
Because all the other Sammy Hagar songs I know are You Can't Drive 55.
Yeah, and that's all him by himself.
Like Cabo Wabo. Like, just, yeah. I don't know. I don't even fucking know, man.
I fucking love that I Can't Drive 55 song. He's like, it took me fucking 16 hours to get to L.A.
Well, where were you driving from, like, dude?
Do you know how long it takes me to get to L.A. from Wyoming? Like about 16 to 20 hours.
Maybe he was hanging out like, oh, man, I'm going to shoot with these guys on this podcast or whatever, right. You know?
It's like, fuck, it took 16 hours.
But, man. You know, actually, I love them both. I love Van Halen. I love David Lee Roth.
Right.
I like David Lee Roth because he could do, like, the fucking jump kicks.
If we're ranking the lead singers that can jump up in the air and do the splits, then definitely Van Halen wins.
Van Halen, David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth, yeah.
Oh, dude, tell me do you remember the fucking I'm a Gigolo video?
Yeah, terrible.
Shut up. Back
I
up.
I just don't like
okay,
it.
Okay, we're going to go back like 30 seconds.
I don't like David Lee
we're
Roth.
Gonna, we're going to back up like 30 seconds.
Okay.
Do you remember the Gigolo video?
Yes.
Awesome, right?
Right.
I actually really love that video. Just I don't know what it is. I really like David Lee Roth. I think he's just a goofy fucker. And I like his tight pants. Maybe it's just because I have tight pants like that.
It could be.
You know, and I'm like, man, I wish I could do a fucking jump ninja kick like that, but now I'm old and
you can't. I mean I could probably do it.
I can do a jump kick. But sometimes when I land, I'm like, oh, fuck, that was my knee.
Let's talk about some for a second.
Okay.
Cabo Wabo is a Van Halen song.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck? No, that's a Sammy Hagar song.
Nope. It's from OU812.
Are you fucking serious?
Yep.
My dog.
When It's Love. I do like that song. That's from OU812.
That one, I don't recall that
Top
one.
Of the World, I don't know. Love Walks In. That song's okay. That's from 5150. Pound Cake, that's
or more like Pound Town.
Yeah, Pound Town, that's what they should have called it. I'm looking at the top 10 Van Hagar songs, by the way.
Nice.
Finish What You Started, never heard of it. Why Can't This Be Love, what, that's number three.
What the fuck, what's number two and one?
Let's find out right now. Hey, It's Your Tomorrow.
Oh yeah, that song, that's slaps. A good one. Actually, I probably would still put that one below right. The Journey song.
And then Dreams. What the fuck is that song?
Are you sure that it's...
It's called Dreams.
Are you sure that that's not a song from Fantasia? Oh, fuck. Play it.
Yeah. That's a song where they're like, that's what dreams are made of.
Oh, yeah. I fucking forgot about that.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Oh, you know what? You want to know something kind of funny? Huh. Since we're talking about music. Me and my wife were out the other day, actually yesterday.
Yep. You guys were listening to Pound Town?
Yeah. We were like, fucking Pound. No. That's what the other cars were listening to as they were driving by.
Nice.
No, the song came on and she's like, is this that fucking Mick Jagger band? Just disclaimer, she hates the Rolling Stones. I don't know why.
Who would ever call it the Mick Jagger band?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And so I stare at her. And she looks at me, and then I stare at her again, and she looks at me, and I'm like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah, this is that fucking Rolling Stones, isn't it? I'm like, listen to that guitar. Doesn't that sound like Led Zeppelin to you?
Right.
And she's like, what? And I'm like,
they sound like in two completely different guitars.
Yeah, it's like, you know Led Zeppelin. And it was like one of the songs from Houses of Holy. It was like Daydreamer or
right.
Sweet Baby Jean. I don't remember the name of the
Sweet song. Baby Jean. That's probably a song.
Anyways, we have not talked about the movie at all except for...
completely off topic.
Except for the people coming in. So what do you want to talk about? Like, how do you want to get into this movie a little bit?
I'll tell you how. Let's talk about those two dudes are just like, oh, fuck, we're about to fail out of school, you know?
Yeah, like, they're like...
The teachers talk to them, and they're like, who is...
Who's the Joan of Arc?
Joan of Arc. And they're like, like, she's like an old babe.
Isn't that Noah's wife?
Yeah. Isn't that Noah's wife?
And then he's like,
best answer.
And ever. Then he's like, who saved the world from a hurricane from 1950? And he's like, that guy that fought the whale. And, right. And he's like, that's Captain Ahab, dude.
That's Captain Ahab, dude.
Like, only 20% of that was from the movie, but, right. You know, mm-hmm. Basically. That's right. Basically
that's Bill basically and Ted. Bill and Ted explaining. But yeah, the teacher's like, for fuck's sake, you guys don't know anything. And they're like, yeah, prove it.
And then he's like, hey, Bill, tell me something about Billy the Kid, since you have the same name.
Right. And he's like, he was like a dude.
Yeah?
That had like a like some guns.
Yep. The teacher's like watching his clock looking. He's like, he's just like rolling in his eyes. Like,
and then like he had some kids.
Yeah. Then the bell rings and they leave.
Right.
And then the teacher's like, Bill and Ted, come here. I want to say something that kind of stood out to me about this movie, about those characters. Because they were kind of dumb, right?
Oh, yeah.
And, but, you know, they didn't come off as assholes or jerks.
They're just nice burnout dudes.
Yeah, and whenever they talk to, like, people that were older than them or anything, mm-hmm. they were always like, sir or ma'am. They were really respectful. They were just, they were good people. They were just really kind of just like...
Yeah, just respectful, nice.
I really like that about their characters. Dudes. They didn't have to be like rude. Assholes or burnout or like not burnouts. So like people that would just like bring people down. Like they would probably help you.
Yeah, they weren't like, oh, professor, I heard Billy the Kid fucked your mom.
Well, she did.
But, and then like the professor just starts crying.
For sure. But yeah, that's one thing I liked about this movie was Bill and Ted were just, they just were good people. They just wanted to help.
Right.
They just wanted to have fun, just enjoy life.
Yeah, they're just good people. They're like us. We just want to enjoy life and have fun. We don't want to be mean to people. We just want to have some laughs.
I mean, for sure we're going to talk shit, but that's all in fun. But most of the time we'll make fun of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. But, we just do that shit.
Anyways, so then they're going to fail school.
Yeah, they're like, he's like, guess what? You guys fucking failed everything, and now if you fail the final, then you fail out of college, or I mean out of high school. We're going to kick you out of high school.
And then you're fucked.
That was before No Child Left Behind Act got passed, because now it's like they help you not fail out of high school, you know?
Yeah, now they're like, you're dumb? That's okay.
We will give you a C. I'm a college teacher, so I can give... Like, I get paid no matter if people fail or pass.
Yeah, and you actually, you throw out that extra credit, too, like, sparingly, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, you can get extra credit?
But you can't.
Not you. Why not, sir? Well,
I think you already explained why.
So, anyways, one thing that I was kind of thinking was Billy the Kid was in this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was pretty cool. He's like, hey, guys, I need you to come play some fucking cards with me, and here's the deal. Whatever I win, I keep.
Whatever you win, I keep.
And they're like, oh, fuck.
We're with you, Billy the Kid.
Party on. Be excellent. But this movie came out just a couple years, or maybe even 1 year, whatever, after Young Guns.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, how would this have went if Emilio Estevez would have came in on this role here and played Billy the Kid in... Do you think he would have been too star-studded? Do you think he'd been like, fucking took the movie away or what?
No, he just would have fucking, he would have been like when they go to break each other out of prison, he would have yelled to Keanu's dad. He would have been like, hey, Keanu's dad, I hear you got Johnny Jimbo over there, do you? And if I can, like, look through and, like, shoot him in the head. Oh, Johnny's dead now, isn't he?
Be like, I heard you got herpes from your mom's dad.
he's just fucking, like...
He just went all more fucking wild. Instead of just Billy the Kid, and this one was just...
He was kind of, he's just, like, more
He was just, like, fun. Fucking going with it. He's
he just would have been killing people. Like, they're like, I told you not to kill people.
Stay here with Socrates. And so he's like, Socrates?
Let's play football.
Let's play some football. And they just fucking played football.
That was great.
For sure.
But yeah, fucking Emilio would have just started shooting people.
He'd been like, yeah, here's your warrant.
Yep.
That's true. He would have been way over the top, right?
Because he was just all about, like, I'm going to fucking shoot whoever I want. So yeah, moving on.
So anyways, let's talk a little bit about some of the historical characters.
Cool.
If you want.
I like
or,
it.
Or, yeah, let's do that. Let's talk about the... Let's say you went back in time and you could talk with Socrates. What would you talk about?
Socrates?
Yeah, Socrates.
I'd be like...
Would you be like, what's up, motherfucking Socrates?
I'd be like, I got a question for you.
Hit me.
Fucking, how about you tell me about life?
I'd be like...
You robe-wearing motherfucker.
And basically he said...
All we are is dust in the wind.
Yeah. And you know what that's from, right?
Yeah. Fucking Kansas.
Yep. Okay, but seriously.
Right.
If you're back there with Socrates, a.k.a. Socrates,
yeah,
and you know that he is one of the world's renowned philosophers, as in he talks to Zeus himself,
right?
What are you really going to ask that motherfucker? What do you want him to explain? Like, where are you going with this?
I don't know. I mean, like, that's so far back in history where, like, if they walked, like, fucking... 20 miles, they would have been like, I've traveled the world. I actually have no real frame of reference if, like, how far ancient.
You can walk 20 miles in one day. You're fucking hoofing it.
True.
You're going. It's going to hurt your feet.
But you got to, like, so you could walk 10 miles round trip, right?
Fuck yeah.
So, like, how far would be too far that they've, like, I've seen everywhere?
Yeah.
Like, 100
like
miles.
Greece is probably like 500 miles by 500 miles. Greece is probably as big as Wyoming.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know why I was asking that, but I think I would just ask him, like,
what would he ask,
like,
you?
Why could, does he know I'm from the future?
Yeah.
He'd be like, do you guys, have you guys invented anything to hit the male G spot?
Be like,
and I'd be like, if you mean by invented thing,
it's called a tunnel
tickler.
It's
called, I got nothing.
Yeah, man, it's called a middle finger.
I mean, we have Amazon, and they'll just fucking send you anything. He's like, they have the Amazon?
The Amazonian women?
First of all, sir, have you heard of the Amazon? And I'd reference it. I'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm super bad at history, so if I'm insulting you and you guys know about the Amazon, then fuck me, right? Because I just don't know.
And then he's like, wait a minute, are you guys in the future offended by everything? Because we aren't. We're a bunch of fucking badasses. I mean, we have Sparta, just right? Like over here. And, you know, if you're fucked up, they throw you off a cliff.
Oh, Jesus. It's completely off rails. I think I could ask, like, some of the other historical figures better questions. Just Socrates was so far back that I'd be like, I don't know. Like, I got a question. How the fuck do you get all the dust off of everything?
Be like,
because do you know what feather. That looks like? It's a fucking nightmare.
All right, man. So we'll move on from Socrates, because he was just like, what is the meaning of life? Why?
I'm not very philosophic.
Right, and me personally, I love Greek mythology.
You're way more. You took, like, mythology in high school.
Right, but he...
I was like, fuck that Zeus motherfucker.
But see, Socrates is more philosophy and less mythology. I'm more into, like, Zeus and right. Aphrodite and fucking Ares and, you know, I think it's fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we'll move on past that. So fuck you, Socrates or Socrates. Let's move up to a more futuristic one. Let's go with... Siegfried and Roy. That motherfucker.
Sigmund Freud. Siggy. He's like, the ladies call me Siggy.
Big Daddy Siggy in the house. Or do they call him Frizoid?
Frizoid? I would probably call him Frizoid. That's a cooler name.
So if you go to Frizoid and you're like, what up, Doc? And then he sits you down on the couch and, like, lays you back, and he has, like, some incense burning.
Like, you gonna mind fuck me, Siggy?
Yeah. And then he's like, so, Corey, tell me how you feel. Like, do you just start crying right away because it's Sigmund and Freud? Sigmund and Freud or whatever.
Sigmund Freud?
Yeah.
There's no and because he's just one person.
I love saying, what, like, who are those tiger bite motherfuckers?
Sigmund and Freud?
Yeah. Sigmund and Roy. So always I'm like Sigmund and Freud.
Yeah. So we've either talked about this, like, philosophy, or I mean, like, psychiatry on an episode of our podcast or one of our Patreon exclusives, but I've already explained that I don't any idea. Like, I don't think that I would do well with a psychiatrist. I'd just be like, fucking, like, posted up on the couch, like, I don't know, why don't you fucking tell me about your life?
But it's Sigmund Freud, dude. What if he, like, penetrates you figuratively and literally?
I don't know. I'll be like, thank you, sir. And I don't know. I don't think there'd be any, like, crazy breakthroughs.
What do you think? Should you and I go to couples therapy together?
I don't know. If Sigmund Freud's there.
Fucking A. I love it. I think that since we've talked exclusively about Bill and Ted.
Uh-huh. This whole episode.
Yeah. I think it's a good time for us to move on just for a second and talk about a 90s movie. And I have the perfect one.
Oh, shit.
Because it goes in tandem with this one.
Actually, I want to interject real quick. Whenever you say I have a 90s movie, and I say, like, oh shit, or something, like, this isn't scripted, you always just hit me with a movie that I have no idea what we're talking about, and then I just have to on the spot, like, talk about it.
Right. I never tell them what, because I always come up with it.
We don't ever, like, you do show notes for yourself that you're going to write about, but I don't do anything. So this is just all, like...
And sometimes I don't even know what I'm going to ask him until... Yeah.
So I'm just doing my best here.
So earlier, we were talking about Rufus.
Uh-huh.
And it was George Carlin, right?
Yeah.
And he came out and he was like, hey, Bill and Ted, what up?
He's like, what up, you fucking futuristic dudes? Savior bitches.
So I want to talk about another Rufus... That was from the past.
Okay.
Who was friends with Jesus.
Oh, shit.
And then he popped up in the future and hit a couple of friends. Uh-huh. And those friends were Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, yeah. He's like,
hit me up with that dogma.
Yeah, Rufus is like, shit, motherfucker owes me $20.
Right? Because Jesus was black, right?
Uh-huh.
So tell me, hit me with some dogma facts and then we'll fucking do a little collaboration here.
Dogma is that shit, man. Like, that is... If you are going to be religious, then you should watch Dogma, because that asks the questions that you need to be asking, you know?
Right, it's like I've got a pretty good idea.
How about this, Alanis Morissette? Like, Alanis Morissette is God, first of all. Pretty awesome.
Just a little side note, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I do love Alanis Morissette for a couple of reasons. One, she has some good songs, and two, she's really easy to look at.
Yep. Remember that music video when she's just walking with her bare ass down the road?
Yeah, and she's like, thank you, India. Yeah. Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, but yeah, thank you. Well, not thank you, guy who puts blurry shit in front of people.
Right.
But other than that, thank you.
Right. So, but yeah, man, fucking Dogma. Like, I love that movie because it's like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, and then they're like the fallen angels, and they what is his name,
Loki and
Bartleby.
Yeah, I was gonna say Spartacus, but not him.
Yeah, Loki and Bartleby. Yeah, and then they're just like, we're gonna go fucking kill everybody because you know, we're like the hand of God.
And they're like, well, God said whatever man says we can do, and they're like, we can kill everybody and then walk through this ark and we're fucking going to heaven.
Right. So then they like bring down the entire structure of heaven and everything, and there's all these people trying to kill him, and then there's a random Golgothian shit demon that they have to deal with.
And side note, Chris Rock is Rufus.
Yep.
The 13th apostle. Yeah, that's what made me think of this.
The 13th apostle. It's so good.
Oh, that reminds me, probably my favorite part from Dogma is when Jay is like, what, are fucking people gonna start falling out of the sky?
Yeah, and then Rufus falls down. He's like, big titty naked women don't just fall out of the sky.
And then he's just like, he's looking up, like, what? Oh, fuck, that's me and Corey.
Right. That would totally be us. Like, oh, shit.
Like, where you at, naked girls?
Right.
Yeah.
No.
And then,
all right.
And then it's got one of my other favorite actresses, Salma Hayek.
Oh yeah, love Salma Hayek.
And then she's the stripper, right? And she's like the muse.
Yeah, she's the muse.
And then, but in Dogma, like they, like their downstairs business is all fucked up, yeah, right? There's nothing there. And so then, Jay is trying to prove that he's not gay because Rufus is like, whenever you fucking jerk off, you think about dudes.
Yeah, he's like, tell me something I don't know. And he's like, you masturbate more than any man on the planet. And he's like,
motherfucker, everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that. Tell us something we don't know. And he's like, when you do it, you think about men. And,
then Silent Bob's like, what the fuck?
He's like, not always.
And then Salma Hayek's over there dancing. And then she like whips up her skirt. And then she's like, oh, fuck, they're getting a free show.
Right.
And I don't know. I just love it.
It's just a funny movie. I love Kevin Smith.
And then what's the other motherfucker's name that's the demon? Jason.
Jason.
Lee?
Lee, yeah.
Yeah, Jason Lee. Mm-hmm. I love that guy because he's like, I'm a fucking demon.
Right.
And then they hit him and they steal the golf clubs from the fucking Catholic priest
who blesses
them. And he's like, well, that motherfucker is so fucking vain that he will bless his golf clubs,
yeah. And they got fucking Professor Snape, Alan Rickman, is the voice of God.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, what's his name? Metatron?
Yeah, Metatron.
I think it's Metatron.
Yeah.
I fucking love that guy. Like, the whole show, everything about that show is cool.
It's such, like, it's a smart and intelligent, and, like, it hits on some really poignant and important things in Catholicism and everything, and then but it was Kevin Smith, so it was full of like dick jokes and everything. But yeah, he got like death threats and everything for that movie.
You know what I love about that also is like when Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are together in the airport, like, I just love fucking watching people.
Yeah,
I actually really like that too.
You are a people watcher.
Yeah, to the point where my wife called me a stare hard retard.
Right? Why would she do that?
Why would she do that? That fucking lady. Anyways, I don't know where I was going with that.
That you're a people watcher.
Yeah.
Because that's what they were. They're like, we should just kill people. And then that lady in the elevator is like, oh my God. And he's like, oh no, not you, sweetie.
Oh yeah. He's like, oh, what do we do? Oh, we'll go fuck. And they're like, well, if we had dicks, but we can't, we'll do the next best thing.
Kill people. Yeah. Not you. You're fine.
Anyways, so you know what that is, right?
That's totally the 90s. That's totally the 90s.
Gonna get some 90s loving.
Gonna grab my 90s, gonna hold them tight.
Gonna get some afternoon delight.
That song came out in the 70s.
I fucking love that song.
Afternoon delight.
All right, we are back.
Word.
And we're gonna take just a minute.
Okay.
And we are going to shout out a few of our new Patreon members. What do you think about that?
Fuck yeah, we are.
We have a new $5 tier.
Yep.
That was a cue for Corey to say, thank you, Dan Kramer, our new $5 tier.
Oh, I didn't know I was doing that.
Yeah.
Yep, that $5 tier is Dan Kramer.
He's a pimp also.
Yeah, we like him. He's the one that told us to watch and review fucking Audrey 2.
Yes, Rocky Horror Picture Show. No, the fucking
Pet Shop of Horrors.
Yep,
Little Shop of Horrors.
And we're gonna give him one more choice of movie.
Yeah, he got the intro. He was allowed to tell us a movie because we grew up being great friends with him.
And we're gonna give one more because one time, this is just a little story about Dan. Corey and I were traveling on some icy fucking roads in Wyoming.
Oh yeah.
And we're like, well, we're probably going to die here, so let's text Dan. And I'm like, yeah, text him and ask him about his 12-inch dick.
Right.
And then you're like, I'll bet he says it's folded in half. And so you know what happens? We text him. He's like, hey, man, you ever had a 12-inch dick? And he's like, yeah, when that motherfucker's folding in half.
Right. So, and the weird thing is we hadn't talked with him in like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. And then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, it folded in half. Yeah. It's like, yeah, so
is weird.
And
I don't know why we would do that.
Yeah, I don't know either. But anyways, that's Dan.
Yep.
And
then the next one is our $12 sub.
Yep.
So
that motherfucker is getting some merch.
Yeah, in 3 months.
Yep.
You better keep fucking paying.
And his name is Jared McAfee.
Yeah.
And rumor is he has actually killed at least one person with his dick that I know of.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, it does sound terrible. And he'll probably be pissed that I told
fucking
this
monster.
But he did. Let's move on. So anyway, yeah, so check out our Patreon.
Actually, yeah, so let's chat a little bit about that. We're uploading weekly content to that. Actually, we just recorded a conversation about what?
About some awesome shit.
Mm-hmm.
About stuff you don't want to do, but you have to.
Right. Buying a car at a car dealership. It's got some great stories, man. Some great insights to us.
And, you know, it's just, there's no rhyme or reason to our Patreon. We just talk about what we want to talk about, and it's fun.
It's kind of like an extension of our podcast.
Yeah. And I think it's worth it. If I wasn't me and I was you, I would go in and definitely buy. Yeah,
I have $5. I should give it to these fucking lost souls.
Yeah. And then listen to it. And guess what? I'd probably laugh.
Yeah.
Well, and then I'd listen to everything. And then I'd go back and I'd laugh again. I'd be like, yeah, those motherfuckers are awesome.
Maybe they'll use that $5 and find Jesus because they're fucking lost.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, if we get up to, once we get to $1 million in our Patreon
per month,
we'll probably be able to afford to find Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll pass that along to you guys.
Yep.
And we'll tell you how to find Jesus.
That is kind of like, and it's kind of what the Bible says you're supposed to do. You know, like once you're rich as a motherfucker, then you have to show other people
how to become rich as a motherfucker.
Like you use your money to help other people, you know?
And we will help people.
Oh, yeah.
We're people helping people. Or is that like...
It's completely gone. That's completely lost. We're lost. We're like fucking Moses in the fucking wandering in the desert for 40 years on this shit.
Anyways, should we get into this movie?
We should. One more shout out. Listen to how good this fucking audio sounds. That's because, Chris, you put up nice ass sound panels everywhere. You built them from hand.
That's true. We were looking at buying some sound panels, and they were like $300 for one that was 2 feet by 1 foot. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, motherfucker, we're going to build these ourselves. And so, yeah.
They look good, too. There's some fucking triangles, some rectangles.
And
those are the only two shapes.
But there are some.
But they are good shapes.
Yeah, I'm going to post some pictures and stuff, too.
They look
too.
Like big, strong shapes. That's from Neverending Story.
And all we want to do is grab onto those titties.
What if you had like a bunch of sound panels that were just dick shapes? Why didn't you do that?
I don't want dick-shaped sound panels. Well, maybe one.
Just one.
One behind you that is like pointing towards your head.
Yeah.
And then behind me, it could be a couple of titties pointing towards my head. Wait, then I have to look at the dick all the time.
Yeah. Got you. What a fucking train wreck.
Anyways, let's talk. You know where we actually missed the intro to the movie?
Uh-huh.
There was a badass song. Do you remember what song it was?
Oh, yeah. There was that one song where it was all fucking rocking and everything. We were watching it, and then your wife was just like, I bet you stupid motherfuckers don't know who sings this. And we're like, no.
We're like, no, yeah. But this is a really good
but
fucking
it's a good
song.
And she's like, yeah, it's Big Pig.
And I'm like,
I used to fucking rock that shit.
She's like, I would fuck to this song.
In my tape player.
And yeah, I would rock to this song. I had it in my Discman. I had it in my...
I had a special pen to rewind the disc when it got all...
A Discman played the fucking CD. What was pre-Discman? Tape Man? Fucking A.
I think it's just called a cassette player.
Nice. Do you remember the fucking headphones from the 80s? The little fucking... What were they even called? Can you even get those anymore? Because the ones we have now are pretty fucking legit.
Like over the ear, but they were just like little guys?
Yeah, they were just like a little piece of fucking foam over a hard-ass fucking speaker.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, Carrie's just like fucking Big Pig. Big Pig is the shit. I used to blaze that shit.
Yeah, so I haven't listened to him yet, but I'm going to listen to some
that
Big Pig.
That one song was good. So,
it was good. You know, I mean, it made Bill and Ted.
Yep.
So
if they're still a band and want to shout us out, you know, because we shouted them out.
Yeah. Fucking. How do you even get a name, Big Pig? Like, hey, Corey, let's make a band. What should we name it?
Big Pig.
Not Wild Stallions?
Right.
I mean...
Hey, no, Big Pig.
Okay, yeah, fuck it. I mean, they did it.
I had a dream about a Big Pig, so that's what our name is. So that's Big Pig.
Anyways, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Oh, is that what we're supposed to talk about?
Yeah. What is your favorite part of this movie? Because you love this. Like, you talked through this whole movie and you knew exactly what was happening. You went along with it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't as much.
Right.
Because actually, Bill and Ted's Bogus Adventure is my favorite one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that one more, so I've watched it more. But what is your favorite part? Because I know what my favorite part is going back,
mm-hmm.
and I'll tell you about that, but I want to know yours first.
I think I have a couple different favorite parts. I really love when Napoleon is just fucking going ham on that ice cream. And they're just like, oh, you're a biggie piggy.
And he's like, fuck you, I'm taking this. And he's just licking it. Yeah.
He's just eating all that ice cream. I love that. Like, as a kid watching it, they're like, oh, they're going to take that fucking Napoleon to ice cream. I just know it. And then they always
would. They're like, get that Napoleon's
ice cream. And when he goes to the water park. And maybe the favorite part of it is at the end when Napoleon's giving his speech about, like, what he's going to do. And he's, like, trying to build a water slide from fucking France, like, all the way down to Spain or something.
Right, and he's like, fuck, no, that ain't going to work.
He's like, that's not going to work. And he's like, fuck you, it's not.
Cool note about that is he's actually talking about the invasion that he actually
mm-hmm.
failed on, like,
right,
died and everything, but...
But then they, like, changed it to be a water slide instead.
Right.
I just really like that. And then maybe just, like, the whole mall scene, how they're all getting into, like, trouble in the mall, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, Joan of Arc, she fucking, like, starts an aerobic club and everything.
Fuck yes.
You know? She's just kicking ass.
And Genghis Khan is like, I will fuck up this mannequin.
I'm going to do a fucking kickflip and chop off this fucking guy's head.
And then he's like, he's like Tony Hawk
mm-hmm.
on the skateboard. And he trades in his club for a fucking Louisville Slugger. And
yeah.
So.
Yeah, that whole mall scene, I think, is just my favorite.
Yeah, for sure. That was a lot of fun. And what else happened? Oh, Beethoven is, like, jamming.
Yeah, he rocks the shit out.
And then they called security on Beethoven. They got, like, a crowd, like, 30 people out there, like, oh, fuck, I want that keyboard,
mm-hmm.
and I want that tambourine. They're
probably going to sell a bunch of
And then they called the cops on him. He's like, what the fuck? You know what? We own a store.
Right.
If I get somebody to come in and just perform like that. And
yeah,
we have
a store. If someone comes in and starts like doing something awesome in the store, I'll be like, keep doing it.
Yeah, keep
I'm
doing it.
Call this.
I don't care who shows up. If we have 50 people in here, I ain't calling the cops.
I think what they did was they just like called on the radio. They're like, every single person that looks like they're dressed in from history, arrest them.
Just get them.
Yeah. So that's what they just started doing. They're like, Genghis Khan motherfucker, Billy the Kid motherfucker. Fucking
Joan of
Sigmund
Arc.
And Roy, motherfucker.
Sigmund. Fucking Abraham Lincoln, right. That lying ass motherfucker.
I love at the end when Ted's dad's like, what's your name? And he's like, Abraham Lincoln. He's like, what's your birthday? And he's like, February 12th, 1806.
And he's like,
I don't know when he was born. Spoiler
yeah, and
alert.
He just looks at him like,
you.
You lying ass motherfucker.
And actually, let's be real for a minute. Why couldn't they have been like, hey, fucking next time you and your old lady go to a movie, just watch your six.
Yeah, get it.
Just like, in case.
You know, if you go to the theater, maybe post a guard right behind you.
You remember that Nine Inch Nails song, Head Like a Hole?
Yeah. You don't remember it because it wasn't
right,
coming up, but I'm going to play it for you.
But listen to this song. You know, in fact.
Actually, did you know that most of the characters that they went back in time
mm-hmm.
had like a tragic death?
Yeah,
like Joan of Arc, she died, she was like executed at 19. Billy the Kid was murdered young.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham Lincoln shot. Socrates was, I don't know his story, but Genghis Khan was eventually overthrown, you know?
Yeah,
like all
yeah,
of them,
like tragic deaths
yeah.
and shit. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy.
You want to know my favorite part of the movie?
Yep.
When they went to England and they were like, oh, fuck, let's throw this armor on. And first they were walking. They're like, man, this shit is heavy.
Right.
And then they found the swords. And then they were just sword fighting.
Just
like,
sword fighting.
I just saw.
Like you and I just sword fighting.
Yeah.
In
we were like, oh, fuck.
England.
And we exactly would do the same thing as like, oh, yeah. I'm your father.
You're not my dad, dude.
And then just like,
yeah.
And we'd make the sound effects.
Uh-huh. He totally would.
And then one of us would fake to cut off our arm and whatever. So, I don't know. And then I loved how he's like, oh, fuck, man. I just fell down the stairs and I fell out of my suit. hand.
Right. Yeah. He like he falls down the stairs and then they're like, stab that motherfucker. And then, fucking when, what's his name?
Ted.
No.
Bill.
Bill. It's just Bill S. Preston Esquire. He's just like, oh fuck, my friend fucking died. And then he's like, no, I fell out of my suit.
He just bounces out like, oh no, man, I just was rolling down. I bounced
all the way out of my suit of armor
that was strapped onto his body. I love it. It's so funny.
I love the, like how they just like think like, oh, we should do this. And then it happens like, oh, there's the keys.
Like,
oh,
where would we put the keys? Oh, fuck. We'd put them right there.
Probably right there.
Shit.
Right.
That's so cool.
I'd be like, if I went back in time, I'd be like, oh,
I should probably steal my dad's underwear.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
No, I was just thinking like, oh, I shouldn't like hooked up with that person. You should be like, oh, do you know what I'll do? I'll just, in the future, I'll write myself a note on the printer that says like, hey, don't go home with this person. And then like you just read it and you're like, oh, thanks, future Corey.
Oh, fuck, man. Maybe I shouldn't go home with fucking Rando.
Right.
You're like, don't have 3 shots of tequila. Only have none.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, fuck, if I'd had 3, me and fucking Roly Poly Oly would be going home. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about something that is actual serious about the movie.
Okay.
Missy.
Yes.
Missy is a girl that is from Bill and Ted's high school.
Right. She's just like 1 or 2 grades older than Bill and Ted.
Yeah, she was a senior when they were a freshman because Keanu Reeves' character, which is Ted, right, asks her to the prom when she's a senior and he is a freshman.
Yep.
Then she moves on to marry Bill's dad.
Bill S. Preston Esquire's dad.
Then later she divorces him, and then in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, she is married to Ted's dad.
Right.
Then, one scene that I remember when they died, they were like hovering over her body and was like, oh man, you could totally see down your mom's shirt. And he's like, hey man, stop, that's my mom. And then he's like, oh fuck, you can't. Because every time he's like, hey Missy, he's like, oh, I mean mom,
yeah. Right?
So I want to give you one spoil from the new movie.
Okay.
And it won't ruin anything.
Right.
Except for like, oh fuck. In the new movie, Bill and Ted Face the Music, she is not married to Bill or Ted's dad. She is married to Bill's younger brother, Chet, or whatever, like the younger brother from this movie.
Really?
She's married, yeah. And
that's funny.
So yeah, it's all like they just completely they keep changing it. Yeah, just fucking with them. People. Yeah, it's so funny.
That's funny. I love how Bill's dad is just like, he's just like, hey, why don't you guys fucking go somewhere else?
Right. And then they walk out and then Ted's like, oh man,
he's about to go for it in your room, man.
They're like, they're fucking 69 and down your bed right now.
He's like, shut up, dude.
And then he's like, oh man, it's like, shut up. Right. That would totally be us. Like, oh, they're fucking on your bed right now, right?
He's about to Captain Ahab her.
He's like, hey man, why don't we go fuck on his bed?
Right.
Okay.
Actually, what would happen if you and I had a telephone booth phone machine? Like, do you think that we would like go back in time to ourselves and be like, "What up?"
I think we would.
Ain't nobody here but us.
We'd go back and watch us playing fucking 21 and be like, "Man, you guys fucking suck at basketball."
Right.
Be like, "No, we don't."
What if we're like, "Hey, we've been sent from the year
2020."
Whatever. It doesn't matter. We have to teach you guys how to fuck better.
Be like, well, we haven't fucked yet.
Yeah. So, like, we're going to teach you.
So, like, are you talking like you're going to go with me and I'm going to go with you, or?
I mean, whatever. We just, like draw, like, sticks. Oh, God, I got the short stick. I have to deal with arthritis, boy, because I had really bad arthritis when I was little and it wasn't diagnosed yet.
You always draw the short stick.
Yeah. And like, short stick me is just like, you think that's short?
You're like, listen, man, I'm just going to give you some advice.
Right.
There's some certain girls you don't go after, but then there are some certain girls you do go after. All right, man, let's get back into the movie and let's talk about one of the cutest characters that are out there.
Cool.
and also a badass.
Just a badass motherfucker.
Yeah. Let's talk about they go back and get Joan of Arc.
Hell yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your thoughts of just that Joan of Arc.
Yeah, she's just kind of like a badass, like punk kind of chick, you know? She's just like hanging out. She's just like praying and everything. And then they show up and then she's just like, oh, fuck, and everything. And then I was like, why? Because I've watched this movie like a million times and everything, but then...
Literally 1 million.
Less so the older I got, you know, and everything, and started to develop my music taste and everything. But I was like, why the fuck do I know this person? I was like, who is this actress? And then I was like, oh, it's a fucking... her name's Jane Wideland. She's the guitar player for the Go-Go's, which is one of my favorite 80s bands ever.
Right. How cool is that? Mm-hmm. You get a movie about... like the Wild Stallions. They're supposed to unite the world with song. And then they go find Joan of Arc, which is a badass.
Yep.
But then they pull her out. And then they casted a guitar player from the Go-Go's.
Right. Which is a huge band from the 80s.
Right. And she didn't have any really speaking roles or anything. But when she went and did like her aerobics.
When she did her like jazzercise aerobic shit. Yeah. She's like, fucking kicked ass. Fuck you
and kicked ass. Yeah, and then she's like 4 feet tall. Mm-hmm. And she had a badass haircut. And she was just cute as fuck, you know?
I think that's what I like is she had like a fucking bowl cut, you know, like that. They're just like literally like put a bowl on your head, cut around it.
They're like, hey, what kind of haircut do you want? And she's like, I don't know.
You got any Tupperware?
You got a salad bowl or something? And she's like, yeah, I got two. She's like eating a salad.
Mm-hmm.
And they just take that bowl and just put it on there. And they're like...
cut around it. I used to get a bowl cut for a haircut after my mullet phase when I was little. Like after they cut the rat tail on the mullet that I had, my parents. Then they're just like, I don't know. Let's put a fucking bowl on his head and cut his hair. That'll be a wild experiment.
Did you ever get a buzz cut?
Yeah, once.
You
got those a lot.
Always do. That's the only thing I could ever have is a buzz cut.
You did have hair at one point. I've seen like pictures of you in like middle school with an actual full head of hair.
Right. Like from maybe the age 12 to 17,
mm-hmm.
I did go through short spurts of having haircuts and actually styling my hair. And then once I got into the military, I buzzed it. And then it was gone. Then it was just fucking gone forever. Mm-hmm. They were like, oh, that motherfucker joined the army. Guess what?
Bye, hair.
Bald. So.
And then I'm over here with a mullet. What do you think of my mullet? Is it growing in pretty full?
Yeah, I think you need to fucking cut the top some more. Your bangs are too much.
I can have bangs.
Yeah, but shouldn't it be like business in the front and party in the back?
It can be whatever I want.
That's true. Just fucking cut them sides off. Like, trim them down.
Well, they were, but it's been a couple weeks. So I just got to keep getting it.
I love it. You should do a mohawk. You
should do a skullet.
Oh,
just kidding. Yeah. Not at all.
I could do a skullet.
You could do that. No, you can't, because you can't grow a mullet.
But I could grow a skullet.
You could grow a bald hair. True. And then I could just transplant my hair onto you.
And then I would have red hair.
Be wild.
Yep, for sure. So, like the Wild Stallions?
It's a stretch.
So anyways, these motherfuckers travel through time,
mm-hmm.
and they save the day.
Their day.
Their day.
And the future, because like the whole future is based on... What if like we showed up in a telephone booth, and then we got out, and we're like, hey, you guys super fucked this episode up, and if you push live on this episode, then you're going to ruin the world. We have to take you back through history so you don't fuck up the whole... future, because we're going to be like super popular in the future and like save world humanity.
You know what?
Unless
probably
we do this episode.
You know what probably would happen?
What?
We'd be like, oh fuck, that motherfucker showed up in a telephone booth. Mm-hmm. So it'd be like
telephone line. I would just be like, hey, you guys want to record with us? And they'll be like, yeah, we love this episode. Do you remember when you guys are talking about the most random shit that doesn't ever make sense? And we're like, oh yeah, we remember that. And they're like, yeah. And so then we just like started like a
collaborating
podcast
with us.
Yeah.
And then Chris would sit over by you and Corey would sit by me, and when they would make fun of each other of us having small dicks.
Like, do you guys make fun of that still too? And they're like, yeah, nothing's changed.
Nothing at all. And they're only thing that's really different is they have like white hair.
Uh-huh.
And so you've got this like glistening, like it like literally glitters in the light.
Uh-huh.
this white ass mullet. It's like, it almost looks like it's from heaven. And then I just had this
heavenly mullet.
Yeah. And then I just had this really sweet, like, fucking full on
salt gray, pepper mustache.
Yeah, like mustache.
And, that'd be cool.
And we're both, I mean, in the future, we're both ripped as fuck.
You know? In the future, we still don't know what the fuck we're talking about ever. Like,
what if one of us comes back with, like, an eye patch or, like, one arm or something? Like, what the fuck happened to you? It's like, I can't tell you.
It's awesome, though.
But it's worth it. Anyways.
That is a future us.
Yep. I was going to say, when we went and did Back to the Future, we kind of talked about time travel a little bit. I actually forgot about how many movies dealt with time travel in the 80s.
There's a lot. Yeah, we watched like four of them now.
We've done
Back to the Future.
We Terminator. Did Terminator. We did this one. Mm-hmm. We did, I guess Aliens is like in the future.
Right.
Like she's...
But it's not time travel.
She's from the past going to the future.
So I guess just three of them.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot.
Still really good.
And none of those guys have went back and stopped us, so we're doing something right.
Right.
Anyways, we have talked about Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
A little bit.
Yeah.
What do you think? So to wrap this up, let's kind of put like a quick stamp on it. So they grab all the historical figures, then they get to the school on time, deliver their speech, and then that's pretty awesome. Like when Abraham Lincoln... I love how he's just like 4 score and 7 minutes ago. Man. I love that. I say that all the time. 4 score and 7 minutes ago. And then like he kind of delivers like this whole speech and then he's like, and party on, dudes, you know?
And they're like, be excellent to each other. I think that's probably my favorite part. Like that's the favorite thing is they just put their hand on their heart and they put the other hand up and they're like, be excellent to each other.
And that's kind of just like life advice, you know, like just
and party on.
Yeah, like be excellent to each other and have a fucking good time, man. And that's all that
you don't
I want
have
out of
to
life.
Be an angry turd,
right? Just be good
for sure.
People.
Should we wrap that up and should we do a Patreon movie next time?
Yeah, we got new Patreon subscribers and some that have not requested a movie yet. So I think that the next movie we watch should be one of their suggestions.
So then. Request that we got was from Carrie, and she says, you're not gonna like this, but I want you to do 9 to 5.
Oh,
what do you
shit.
Think of that?
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
I'm not gonna lie, dude,
you've never even seen it.
I have.
Oh, you have?
But it's got Dolly Parton in it, right?
Right.
And what does Dolly Parton have?
Like blonde hair.
Yeah, she has big blonde hair
and, big
and she is known for her big
boobs or titties.
Yep. That's true.
Yep.
I love it. You know what that is?
That's basically the titties.